out there today.
Felt good.
Did you enjoy the ovation on every catch, every play?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously the fans are excited. I'm excited to be back out there and practicing and getting ready for week one.
Jordy, was that your decision or trainers to not have a brace on at all today?
Brace on what?
Brace on your knee. Was there any discussion about that?
I haven't had a brace on my knee since like a week out of surgery.
Those offensive linemen, Jordy, always, Donnie's wearing one, Brian's wearing one, but Jared, receivers, why do they, skill guys, never seem to wear or want to play with it?
I think maybe for linemen, they get rolled up on more than receivers. Because I know some colleges make it mandatory. So,
on one hand, it's just a practice. Obviously, I'm sure that's what you'll tell us it was, but it was a little bit
hardly even a practice.
But I mean, you were out there in pads. We saw how happy you were in pregames the other night. I mean, were there butterflies? Did it feel a little bit different?
It honestly didn't. It felt pretty normal. I think usually when we come back for camp, it's a little awkward just because it's your first day in pads, even if you played the year before, because we don't do anything in the off season. So, it wasn't anything much. And like I said, I hardly did anything out there anyway. So.
Is there any way you could stress it more with a couple extra pounds on your body, pads or
no?
You were over there taking some throws from Aaron. What was it like just being able to be back with him?
It was good. Obviously, it's something we need to get used to and be back together. I mean, he throws the ball different and a lot harder and faster than a lot of guys. So get back used to that and start building that chemistry towards week one.
Did you feel like anything was lost? Was it still there?
Again, we were running on air, nothing else going on, so it wasn't much.
To that point, Jordy, is it important for you to get tackled in a game setting before week one?
I don't think it's important. I think if it's something we do, it's fine. If it's something we don't do, it's fine. So it's nothing I'm worried about.
Did you cut loose like 90%, 100%? I mean, how
fast? I have no idea. I mean, game speed is always different, so.
Jordy, you keep saying week one, so is it unrealistic to expect you obviously this week and then probably next week at this point?
I don't know. Obviously, we're progressing. Obviously, we're going to see how body reacts. I mean, that's how it is every time you go do something, but it felt good out there. I don't know what the plan is for this weekend or next, if it's going to be similar to what we did last week or if it'll be more. So it's still in debate, and obviously it's a fluid situation of how everything reacts and how we feel.
What would you like for week one, Jordy?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think anything's changed.
Jordy, what would you like to see next in the progression? What do you feel like you're ready for?
I mean, today felt great, so I think whenever I'm sure tomorrow we'll do a little bit more. We'll see what the practice schedule looks like. Obviously, we'll eventually build into team periods, and then should get plenty of that by the time Jacksonville comes around. So we'll see what we do this week, but I mean, I assume next week you'll just based off normal progression, next week we'll probably get into some competitive periods, and then Jacksonville, I don't have any reason to think I wouldn't be normal week of prep.
Whether it was the practice the other night or practice today, were you more cautious about that left or the right knee?
Neither.
Mike said that you guys are starting Jacksonville prep this week. How beneficial is it that you're back for the start of that?
Well, starting Jacksonville prep, we did it for a day. I mean, we're still installing for San Francisco and stuff, but we had an extra long week, so we've done some stuff. But a lot of it was meetings, and I've been here. So if it's installed for San Francisco or Jacksonville, I'm a part of it, so nothing different.
I guess what I'm asking, I should rephrase, how beneficial is it that you didn't miss any of that install on the field, the fact that you were back by the first
time? I didn't do anything in practice today that had to do with it. So, I mean, I was here and got the – I mean, I was in the meetings, been in the walkthroughs, so it wasn't much. And it's very base stuff anyway, so.
Is the timing the part of the process that you think takes the longest to get back to?
It probably not. I'd say conditioning more than anything, especially being in Jacksonville week one. It's going to vary. And I'm sure everyone's going to pick it apart. If we miss a play here or there, it's going to be because we missed all last year in training camp. So I'm going to step ahead of everyone here. So I'm sure it already was out there today that we missed one pass today. So, it'll wait and see, but I don't think it'll be an issue.
When you were getting ready for camp, you had an issue with your rigidity, and that cleared up when? You got into camp?
Or? Just over time.
Is it realistic to think that there are going to be some bumps along the way for you to get back?
I don't know. I mean, we'll find out. I mean, once we start playing, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, everyone in this locker room is going to be bumped and bruised and banged up and dealing with different things. Whether it has to do with this or something else or just playing football, it's going to be, I'm sure, a constant, you know, preparation for me each week. And if it's on these knees or anything, I mean, it's football and been here 9 years now, so.
Your stated goal this whole time has been week one, obviously, but you want to get tip-top shape for week one.
Right.
I know you don't know what you'll be doing these final two preseason weeks, but how much work do you need to get to tip-top shape?
I don't know. I mean, I felt better today, honestly, than what I thought I was going to do wind-wise, conditioning-wise, of running those routes and being with full padded and everything. So I thought that was a good sign. Like I said, we've been working inside, so we've been getting the conditioning aspect in. But there's nothing like playing a game in Jacksonville week one. I mean, it's going to be hot down there, so I'm sure everyone will be having to deal with it and will be part of it.
Where's your patience level at this point? Are you just pitching?
With this or with football?
With football.
No, it's fine. I mean, I'm not worried about it. Obviously, I mean, there's prep that goes into the season with training camp, but, you know, the important stuff is the games and when it really matters. So, like I said, I've been in meetings, walked through everything, so the knowledge of the game and our offense and what we're doing is fine, and we'll work through everything else.
Has there been a moment with your first team that you observed, because of all the weird things, cancellation, first game, Marquise, Joe getting all these snaps, that makes you say, we're still going to be okay first team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's anything we're worried about. I think the guys that need the reps are getting the reps. The guys that are getting a break here and there, I mean, have been here a while. We know what we're doing. I think Mike really watches practice and the way we're performing in practice and going about things. If you're doing what you need to do and looking good, then he has that feel and that comfort level with guys. And I mean, the offense last week did a great job. I mean, you can't ask for a better drive to start a game. So it's one of those things that I'm sure they're paying attention to and make sure everyone's ready and needs to be where they are.
A couple more for Jordy here.
Jordy, I'm not a receiver, obviously. Other than conditioning, yeah, try to keep a straight face. Other than conditioning, what are the aspects of your position that need a little bit more fine-tuning before they're all the way back, what you've missed?
Just everything. I mean, that's why we have camp, and that's why we want to be out there, and that's why we've been working at it. If it's just running routes, dealing with the defenders, getting back, reading coverages, everything. It's a whole process, and getting back to where the game slows down. So, but, you know, I've been taking a lot of mental reps. I've been watching guys out there and trying to figure out what they're going to do before they do it, just to go through the whole mental rep aspect, and so... But I think it will be good.
Including Devontae when he's playing corner covering it?
Yeah, that's good warm-up. See, it's another step in the process. So.
You got your back, Ty's back. You guys signed Jaron. The last time that you played, you guys led the league in scoring, I think. Have you considered how good this offense could be with your up to speed and Jaron goals and everything else?
We'll see. I mean, every year is different. I mean, that's what we probably thought going into last year, and things happen. So you can't ever look too far down the road, obviously. It's a very talented locker room, but we got to put in the work. We got to go out and do what we need to do and execute.